Hello, everyone, and thank you for the download.
Hello.
I'm not sure what day
Hello.
It is, but this is another emergency
hey,
episode of the
going?
WDW Fanboys Podcast.
You're here.
Hey!
I'm Jim and today I'm joined by my two co-hosts who,
good
once again, are already interrupting me.
Good for me!
What's up, guys?
Hey. We were already talking without you. You can join.
You have a question that you think we can answer, or better yet, one that we probably can't? You can send us your questions by emailing questions at WDWFanboys.com.
Slow on the draw, but you don't have to mock me.
Our show is brought to you by Pixie Vacations. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and the Disney Cruise Line, to fantastic guided tours with adventures by Disney, we encourage all of our listeners to contact Pixie Vacations for all of your Disney vacation needs. For more information, visit pixievacations.com for your free quote, or call 678-815-1584. So once again, we are doing an emergency show. We're recording this on May 19th. So any references that that we make in the show should probably be looked at in that context. And this emergency show topic is another Armchair Imagineering show, and it's animals we would like to add to the animal kingdom. So I don't know about you guys. I had a little bit of fun with this, mainly
one,
because
one thing
I
would
like the
love to say
kingdom,
before
but,
the emergency show is I'm so glad that Disney finally completed Cars Land and the Monsters, Inc. roller coaster in the Hollywood studios. They did so. And adding Africa. Well, no, they already have Africa. Do they?
Gotta bless the rains down in Africa.
Adding another country to Animal Kingdom.
They had that Toto exhibit that they added for Paul.
Yes, yes. With 16 new attractions, all e-ticket was fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. But in addition to that, we're, as fanboys, never satiated. So we do want to see animals added to the animal kingdom. And I looked at this a few different ways. When the park opened at first, that we were told that there are going to be animals of today, animals of yesterday, and animals that never were. So when the park opened, really the only thing that represented that was a parking lot. So they had you know, the unicorn parking lot, and there weren't any mythical animals to be found. So that's one of the things that I put on my list. I also put in, you know, real animals that I'd like to see in the I was going to call it the zoo. But then you guys would be
following
me. Yeah. animals that I'd like to see added to the animal kingdom, real animals, and then, some extinct animals as well. But one of the things that I thought, we should actually look at is the areas where they can actually add animals. You guys probably are aware that most of the larger animal exhibits are in the back area of the park, so that they're, you know, accessible to those off show areas. And so what I wrote down is a few areas where they can actually add exhibits. And
putting the large animals in the back has nothing to do with that. It's like milk at the supermarket; they put it in the back to force you to go through the whole park so you can see what you want to see.
Well, that actually, I mean, I know you're kind of making a joke here, but that's how they design the theme parks, where you put, like, the marquee attractions at the corners of the park, so you got to kind of work your way to get to them. So anyway, so I looked at a lot of, like, the various areas where they've discussed expansion in the past for the Animal Kingdom, and looked at possible places that we can actually put animals. So there's a very large expansion plot behind the Maharaja Jungle Trek and Kali River Rapids, and that can be used for animals. It can be used for pretty much anything. I mean, it's probably larger than the Fantasyland expansion pad. The other thing is there's a tapir exhibit in the Maharaja Jungle Trek, and this, again, should be written in the context, or should be listened to in the context of this being May 19th, but I did read a rumor that there is a species of monkey that might actually go into that exhibit. Langur monkeys may possibly go into that area of the Maharaja Jungle Trek. The Asian small claw otter exhibit in the Tree of Life, I guess those are going to be coming back as well, so it's not going to be a new animal there. The Oasis exhibits, those are the ones you walk through at the beginning of the park. The Discovery Island trails, those are in and around the Tree of Life. Dinorama can just be leveled and, you know, put whatever you want in there. Be it, you know, an expansion of Dinoland. If you wanted to go with mythical, or not mythical animals, but extinct animals, you can put other extinct animals in there, or just level it and put something completely different.
You know what would be really sweet is an uncontained explosion?
So yeah, Dinoland controlled explosion or whatever you want to do to it. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, it's been long been demolished. But in the last area that I had for possible animal expansion would be the Gibbon exhibit that they have in Asia.
Charles Gibbon, the historian?
Yeah, him.
All right.
It's actually Jay Gibbon, former Blue Jays manager.
All right.
That's all I got for Gibbon related humor. Over in the San Diego Zoo, they have orangutans in with the gibbons there. So I don't know. I'd like to see orangutans. I think they can be entertaining.
We bet you
animals.
Would.
I think apes or monkeys in general are more like amusing than watching a lion sleep. You know what I mean? Anyway. So those are the areas that I saw for expansion.
You know what I think they ought to have theme music next to each individual like animal caged area. So like during the monkey exhibit, you get you know what I'm talking about? Let's do
what. What about a continuous loop of Timon just saying this?
Who's the monkey?
That would be good. Irritating.
The monkey's his uncle?
Not. Not much less irritating than...
It won't be any worse than the mine seagulls, so...
That's true. Ah, boy.
So those are the areas where they can potentially add animals. But now I'll turn it over to you guys to see what little prep you possibly did. to see what you guys think.
I listed a couple animals that I would like to see in the animal kingdom.
Okay. So what is on your list, Paul?
First of all, if there's what I think they need to do, I think it would be cool if they did like a open water instead of like an aquarium like they have, you know, the seas with Nemo and Friends. I think they should have like an open water exhibit and have a hydra in there.
Okay.
And every day at about 3:00, a guy comes out in a costume and he's armed with a sword. And every time he cuts off one of the Hydra heads, another two grow back, and he will eventually be destroyed, and we've resolved the problem of illegal immigration.
For those of you, our listeners not familiar with that, what is that, Greek mythology?
Yes.
Can you explain what a Hydra is?
The Hydra is a monster who I believe was the invention of Poseidon, who had apparently a horrible imagination. It was a sea monster that when battled, if you cut off one of its head, it had multiple heads. When you cut off one, another two would grow back.
I think actually Greek mythology does lend itself to a lot of these mythical animals that they can bring back.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. What if, how many original heads did it have? 9? 7?
I don't recall.
Okay. I think it had, let's just say it had 7. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
In one blow, you cut off the 7 heads, so you now have 49. Then, as you're swinging back,
math isn't working.
As you're swinging back with your axe, you cut off all 49. Now you have whatever the hell 49 times 49 is. Okay, how many heads could it actually have before it's just too many?
Is 7 times 2 49? That math doesn't work.
No, it's seven times seven.
7 times 7 is.
So you
seven
chop
head,
off
two of each head. Grows back, so you cut off 7 heads.
Right, so that'd be 14 heads.
That's true.
Okay, I like my number better.
Maybe 7 times 7 is it's 49. Math is hard.
That was classic. I failed in how I
explained it, but then
problem.
Don't worry, I screwed it
and,
up. So
Tim saved me from looking like a total fool.
SMRT. I am so smart. So Paul's already hammered down the first mythical animal to add. I didn't have a Hydra on the list. I think that would be like a cool. I know that the way that you described it probably wasn't the most realistic usage of it, but I do think that a Hydra could be a cool like villain in an attraction. I think that would be a nice thing to do.
You know what they ought to do is have like just a. An attraction that's dedicated entirely to the mythical animals, but I think you could really create an awesome thrill ride out of that. Like the escape out of the labyrinth from the Minotaur or something like that.
Well, that was, we're looking at like Beastly Kingdom type concepts where they had a maze. And I know that the concern was that it would be too similar to the Lost Continent over at Islands of Adventure, which is probably going to be completely absorbed by Harry Potter World. But I think that like those types of things can still happen. I think you mentioned a Minotaur and a Hydra. I think those can certainly take up residence in a mythical animal land, whether they be in, you know, their own designated land or kind of integrated throughout the park like they did with Everest. But
yep.
I think all of those are there. One of the things that I know that I would like to see is them bring back the Discovery River boats, but actually put the mythical animals in that. Do hydras go in water, Paul?
Yes.
So they're not like gremlins. Okay. Right. So gremlins
That's
can
why
also
I said
be on,
open water attraction.
There should be a gremlins ride anyway.
don't feed them.
It'll be in the shower room. So, but with like the Discovery River boats, like you can have the mythical water animals. So you mentioned Hydra. Pirates of the Caribbean has the Kraken in it. You can use that.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster.
Hydra, Loch Ness Monster, and Kraken Battle Royale.
There you go. And then a unicorn off to the side.
Unicorns and glitter!
But I like the idea of... Well, I think every Disney fanboy loves the idea of Beastly Kingdom. As basically any land or any attraction that is never going to happen, people just love it and kind of oversell what it could be without realizing that in the actual end, when construction would have gone down, that it wouldn't have been the unrealized concept that people know it as now. I kind of like the idea of having them in and around the park, so I wouldn't be opposed to like a Europe land where you'd have all of these Greek animals or animals from Greek mythology integrated to it. I think that would be kind of cool. And then one of the other long-standing rumors was South America, where you could bring in like the Chupacabra or something like that. What I personally would, also the Karma Chameleon would also work there.
Karma Chameleon.
What I personally like to see is a South Park land, so you can have Man Bear Pig, Scuzzlebutt, and the Underpants Gnomes. And that would finally give some employment to Patrick Duffy as Scuzzlebutt's leg.
Hey, Brett, read my most recent tweet.
During this show, Paul is tweeting because he doesn't really feel like participating in the actual animal discussion.
Hey, I just participated, jerk.
He went on for 20 minutes about a Hydra thing.
That is true.
Burn! Second time Tim has used the unicorns and glitter drops this evening. He won't stop talking about that rave party attended last week.
It's okay, though, because these are going to be separated by several months.
I just want to let you know at this point that those are the two animals I came up with, and I have now a long list of ugly animals.
we can get into that. What about, Brett, did you have any real animals or mythical animals on your list?
Well, since everybody knows I really couldn't care less about Animal Kingdom, everything here is mythical. So, You had mentioned unicorn. How about a unicorn that's Voldemort-proof?
There you go.
There's also
Harry Potter.
That's right. There's also the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
He was a pigeon-toed, undergrown, flying purple people eater.
Yep.
He does wear short shorts. He could work at Hooters.
There was a drink one time. It was in Boston. I forget. It was before I went to California, called the Purple Hooter. I think it's like a grape crush. It was good. Served with a purple armadillo.
Hooter, hit the button!
How about a unicorn that's Voldemort-proof is now on the Twitter.
That actually should be how Disney combats the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Make a Wizarding World of Voldemort. That makes sense. Anyway,
Voldemort go up against Darth Vader.
I did have some real animals on my list. I'll go through them quickly because that's not really the entertaining portion of the show. The real animals, I think giant pandas would be a huge draw. I'd also like to see red pandas, which look nothing like giant pandas. They look like raccoons. I think bears would be a nice addition to the animal kingdom. So grizzly bears, polar bears, black bears, any of them would be a cool addition. I also
which
mentioned
bear is best.
Wrong.
False. Black bear.
And I also mentioned orangutans as well. I think those are like the major animals that are under that are not represented in the animal kingdom that should be added. But I do think that mythical animals is really where most creativity can come from, and probably the most new rides could come from. I think when you're talking about the animals like real animals, you're probably looking at exhibits which aren't necessarily what that park needs at this time. I think the park really does need rides, so rides based around mythical animals is probably the way to go. What about extinct animals? We have Dinoland. I'd like to see an attraction based on... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. What?
I was going to say that I'd personally like to see an attraction based on other extinct animals that aren't necessarily dinosaurs, so like the woolly mammoth or dodos or... like saber-toothed tigers.
That'd be pretty sweet.
They have at Islands of Adventure, it's a seasonal thing, but they have something called the Triceratops Encounter. It's an indoor, it's like an indoor enclosure where they have a Triceratops. I guess it's kind of like Lucky, maybe looks a little bit, Lucky the Dinosaur, maybe looks a little bit more realistic, but it's like...
Maybe that Lucky is not around.
it's basically like you're going into a zoo exhibit, but instead of an actual animal, you're seeing a Triceratops. Which, I mean, they could do things like that with some mythical animals, but with extinct animals, although I suppose you could do it with mythical as well. I would like to see another attraction. It doesn't necessarily have to be a thrill ride, but like another attraction in that Dinoland area where you might encounter like a woolly mammoth, a dodo bird, or a saber-toothed tiger. I think that could be a nice addition to the park as well.
Now, speaking of extinct, there's a fan-desired mythical extinct creature called the Stop Raising Prices-osaurus. I'm sure fans would love to see that one.
We could put Charlie Sheen's career in there.
Yep.
There you go. That could be the extinct. And you know what? After all, he...
I got tiger blood, man.
Right, so there you go. He would fit in.
True. We didn't specify whether it was saber-tooth tiger blood.
Very good, very good.
Along those lines of some fan-desired mythical creatures,
yep.
There's a certain amount of fans would want to see the I Don't Like Changelope.
you gotta warn me when you're near these.
And that comes with it its own...
I don't like change!
Yes, that's the sound of the I Don't Like Changelope.
Now, that is a four-legged hoofed animal, right?
Yes.
There you go.
And
native to Egypt?
Yes, yes. With horns, because they tend to be a pain in the ass. And then, of course, there's the ever annoying mythical creature, the no matter what you're doing, we want more, Saurus.
Right. The insatiable Saurus?
Yes.
That's its Latin name, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think one problem with the Animal Kingdom, though, is
11 billion on a new land. Okay, when's the next D-ticket attraction coming out?
I wanted to play my Too Many Ostriches drum. I would say that the one thing that the park does not need is more ostriches.
Why are there so many ostriches? The brochure said there'd only be a few ostriches.
I think at this point we're probably done.
Yep.
So
with
this
mythical animals?
Just with the show in general.
Oh, crap, because I've got a bunch of really ugly animals.
Oh, do you want to go through this? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a couple ugly animals that I'd like to see.
Go for it.
I'd like you to look these up
good.
As we go along, just because I want to hear your commentary on it.
I can't wait to post these in the show notes like 9 months from now.
Number one is the blobfish. actually, it reminds me quite a bit of Tim. Kind of looks like a cartoon character, but it's a little more slimy.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah. The hagfish kind of looks like the Sarlacc from Star Wars. So I think that you could reach across borders with Hollywood Studios.
Hagfish looks like it could be like a Hydra.
Hagfish?
Yeah. Hagfish, H-A-G, yep.
It's hagfish slime.
Yeah. The eye, which...
Like eyeball eye?
Those things are creepy looking.
No, A-Y-E. Like, aye, Captain, sort of thing.
A-Y-E, A-Y-E.
Is that Dobby?
Yeah, it kind of looks like him. Anyway, so other ugly animals you got?
Let's see here. Oh, the flying fox. If you've never seen these things, they look like they actually might be the minions of the devil in the flesh.
Don't they already have those? Yeah, they have these in Asia. These are, I believe, the bats that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These things are crazy looking.
Those
They're
are
huge, too. Look at them. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, they already have these in the park, Paul.
What?
Yeah, they have these in the Maharaja Jungle Trek. I'm pretty sure these are the ones that are there.
No wonder I hate this place. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, you know, I'm descending down the hydrolator as I go.
Take the word of the person that actually goes to Animal Kingdom as far as what animals they have.
I have to find out. Flying Fox, Animal Kingdom.
Why are they called a flying
fox? Look at that. They are there. Look at these things.
They call it a flying rat.
Oh, yeah, they're just as creepy.
Well, if you look at the face of them, they look like a fox face.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, everything else about it is terrifying.
Yes. These things seriously look like the minions of the devil.
Yep.
All right.
They're
coming
period.
For your soul.
And finally, the proboscis or proboscis monkey has a nose that could drain. the nose of this thing could drain out Brett's post-Disney colds in like a heartbeat.
Looks like an alcoholic.
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
How do you spell that? So I won't be here for a week.
P-R-O-B-I-S-C-U-C-I-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
P?
Look at this thing.
P or P?
Sound it out, Brett.
P for proboscis.
B.
P.
What's 7 times 7?
He's sounding like B. Proboscis. No, hold on.
Brett's obviously hooked on.
There we go. Proboscis.
The show was only meant to be half an hour, but...
Thank you for finishing
my... When you factor in spelling and math mistakes.
Schnoz. Is that Jamie Farr?
So, anyway. all these animals are totally terrifying, and I think that they should all be included in the Animal Kingdom because they correctly represent a place where I would never want to be.
Would you would you have like a designated land for creepy looking animals? Is that how you do it?
Wasn't one of these in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
It was the Aye-Aye.
No, it was named Penelope Cruz.
Oh, burn!
You're the only person on the planet that doesn't find Penelope Cruz hot.
No, I do. I'm kidding. don't you? I'm working off that Family Guy clip. Seabiscuit.
That was
Peter was.
Weren't they making fun of Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, that was another one. Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker's horse, but he was making fun of Penelope Cruz's Seabiscuit. Stop calling me Seabiscuit, and then she came over and ate a carrot out of his hand.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Anyway, if we had a land to put them in, what land would it be? Or would we have to invent a new land?
I think you just call it Creepy Animal Land.
Here's what we do. We take
Nightmare Land.
We work off my previous suggestion that I've made many times, and we put C4 in Dino Land, and we just blow it to high heaven, and then we just put all these animals in there and let them roam free.
There you go.
Just see what happens.
Go from one nightmare to another.
I think I might go watch that. Yeah. Yeah.
Any others, Paul?
Nope, that's all I came up with.
Okay, well, that was a good selection. Well
Thank
done.
You.
So I think that will wrap up this emergency show. No idea when this is going to air, so again, I reiterate, this was recorded on May 19th, 2011. So
the world might be a barren wasteland by the time this thing is out.
Any references to creepy animal land that may or may not happen should be viewed in that context. That is it for us today. Be sure to send us your questions by emailing questions at wdwfanboys.com. And don't forget to check us out on the WDW Fan Network forums through the forum link on the wdwfanboys.com homepage. If you're shopping on amazon.com, don't forget to navigate through the links on our homepage because every purchase that starts from our site will result in a portion of the purchase price going to us to help improve show content. We'd also like to encourage all of you to help spread the word. If you like the show, let others know, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter or by clicking on the links on the wdwfanboys.com homepage. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Well, see you later. Oh, go ahead.
Wait too early.
And now is the time when we dance.
It's on a little bit like Chewbacca getting prepped.
at that schnoz. Is that Jamie Farr?